Picture a Formula One pit crew meticulously calculating fuel loads before each race. Too little and the car sputters out, too much and it's sluggish on the turns. Now consider this. You make roughly 1,050 eating decisions over 3 months. Each one either propels you towards your goals or quietly sabotages them. Yet most of us treat nutrition like a static equation, eating the same breakfast whether we're facing a marathon workday or a lazy Sunday. This fundamental mismatch between our fuel and our demands explains why so many people feel perpetually drained despite eating healthy. What if the secret wasn't eating less, but eating strategically, matching your nutrition to your body's shifting demands like an elite athlete, even if your arena is a boardroom rather than a stadium? Every bite triggers an invisible assembly line. Your teeth break down food, while mouth receptors wire directly to your brain's reward centers, explaining why cyclists get performance boosts just from swishing sports drinks without swallowing. Food travels through your 6 to 7 meter small intestine, where nutrients become usable molecules, amino acids from protein, glucose from carbs, fatty acids from fat. Inside cells, mitochondria convert these into ATP, your body's energy currency. Daily energy spending splits three ways. The biggest chunk, 60 to 75%, goes to resting metabolic rate, the cost of existing. More muscle means higher rent, explaining why metabolism slows with age. About 10% covers digestion itself, with protein most expensive at 25 to 30% of its calories versus 5 to 15% for carbs and fats. The final portion powers physical activity, ranging from 100 calories for desk workers to over 6,000 for ultra-endurance athletes. This transforms how you view meals, not as moral choices, but strategic fuel decisions. Context matters. An international footballer completes 300 training sessions per season, but eats 1,050 meals. Nutrition offers 3 times more optimization opportunities than training. Carbohydrates are premium fuel, stored in limited quantities, 80-110 grams in your liver, maintaining blood glucose, and 300 to 600 grams in muscles, powering movement. Easy activities burn mostly fat. Moderate intensity uses a blend. Sprints and intense efforts switch almost entirely to carbs. They convert to energy far faster. Fat serves as your body's massive savings account. Avoid trans fats. Keep saturated fats under 10% of daily calories. Prioritize unsaturated fats, monounsaturated kinds in olive oil and avocados, plus omega-3s in salmon and flax seeds. Protein builds and repairs everything. Sedentary people need 0.75 grams per kilogram of body weight, endurance athletes require 1.2 to 1.6 grams, and weightlifters need 1.6 to 2.0 grams. Micronutrients enable energy production and immune function. Eat the rainbow of colorful vegetables. Water, 50 to 70% of your body, enables digestion and temperature regulation. Dehydration exceeding 2% slashes performance by 5 to 50%. Rather than obsessing over calorie counts, view them as your fuel budget and focus on composition. When you prioritize the right fuels, calories take care of themselves. Elite athletes like Simone Biles make gravity-defying moves look effortless through meticulous planning around specific goals. Apply this same principle by defining your why first. With clarity about your destination, every training session and meal can align toward reaching it. Aerobic exercise increases heart rate to pump oxygenated blood to muscles while burning fat. When intensity crosses your anaerobic threshold, oxygen delivery becomes insufficient, shifting fuel use toward carbs and producing lactate that creates that burning sensation. Resistance training stresses muscles against resistance, causing microscopic tears that repair stronger, building denser bones, better blood sugar control, increased metabolic rate, and improved balance. Here's what most people miss. Formal exercise is just one piece of your movement puzzle. Simply increasing daily steps from 5,000 to 10,000 significantly contributes to fat loss before adjusting nutrition. Treat training and daily movement as separate entities. When training is intense, keep incidental activity moderate. When training is light, ramp up everyday movement. Performance-focused sessions demand meals 2 to 4 hours beforehand to maximize output. Adaptation-focused sessions might intentionally restrict carbs to enhance fat-burning efficiency. Post-training, follow the 4 R's of recovery. Refuel with roughly 1 gram of carbs per kilogram of body weight per hour. Repair with 0.3 grams of protein per kilogram. Rehydrate by replacing 150% of fluid losses, and rest. Vague intentions like exercise more rarely succeed. Meaningful goals require deeper motivations that sustain you when willpower fades. The energy plan follows a progression ladder: incidental movement, stairs, walking calls, structured exercise, then training, purposeful work targeting specific goals with an athlete's intentionality. Disliking gyms is normal. Arsenal research showed 20-minute resistance sessions after field training outperformed hour-long gym marathons. Studies confirm even 13 minutes can suffice. Your performance plate has 4 parts: maintenance, protein, fueling, carbohydrates, protection, vegetables, fruits, healthy fats, and hydration. Use your hand as a measuring tool: palm-sized protein, cupped handful of carbs, 2 handfuls of vegetables, 1 handful of fruit, thumb-sized healthy fats. 3 plate types adapt to demands. The fueling plate divides equally into protein, carbohydrate, and protection for training days. The maintenance plate features 1.5 portions each of protein and vegetables, plus 1 portion healthy fats for rest days. The competition plate delivers 1 portion protein, 2 portions carbs, 1 portion protection for event preparation. At the 2012 London Olympics, despite 60,000 daily meals with global cuisine, a McDonald's stood prominently in the center, illustrating environmental challenges all athletes face. Creating the right infrastructure is essential before implementing any nutrition strategy. Environmental management divides into 4 critical areas: home, work, training, and significant others. Your home environment offers the most control. Golden rules: never sit down at 8 out of 10 hunger. Your afternoon snack prevents dinner overeating. Slow down by sipping water and chewing thoroughly. Practice hara hachibu, eating until 80% full. Minimize distractions by turning off screens. Eating out presents challenges, but remains crucial for social and professional life. Tell friends about your goals early. Apply performance plate principles. Identify your protein source first, then build around it. Research menus in advance for important occasions. When things go sideways, schedule maintenance meals at different times or use your fueling option at restaurants. For occasional indulgences, implement recovery strategies like a pre-breakfast workout the next day. Measuring progress requires clarity about what matters. Weight alone is problematic. If you start resistance exercise with improved nutrition, your weight might barely budge despite dramatic body composition changes as muscle replaces fat. Use a combined approach: weekly weigh-ins, monthly waist measurements, and visual assessment. Pay attention to how clothes fit: trousers looser around the waist, shirts baggier or snugger across chest and shoulders. Protect at least 15 minutes weekly for structured reflection. 7 signs your energy plan is working: more daily energy with less caffeine dependence, better sleep, improved mood, satisfaction after eating, clothes fitting differently, improved fitness, and increased productivity. Sleep drives cognitive and physical recovery. Poor sleep impairs accuracy, decision-making, memory, strength, and endurance. It disrupts hormones, raising ghrelin, hunger, while lowering leptin, fullness, weakening frontal lobe self-control while activating reward centers that crave high-calorie foods. It also slows metabolism and impairs glucose management. Consuming 40 grams of protein before bed increases overnight muscle protein synthesis by 22%. Exercise has a dual relationship with immunity. Moderate activity strengthens immune function, but intense training temporarily suppresses it for up to 24 hours. During high training periods, prioritize immunity-boosting foods, particularly iron, zinc, and vitamins A, D, E, B6, and B12. From our 30s onward, cellular wear accumulates. Age-related declines include reduced aerobic fitness, metabolism, muscle mass, bone density, and thirst sensation. Sarcopenia, age-related muscle loss, lowers metabolic rate, making weight gain inevitable without adjustments. Combat aging by moving briskly for 30 minutes daily and completing 2 weekly resistance sessions. Reduce carbohydrates on less active days while increasing protein and vegetables. Include at least 2 vegetable colors per meal. The Energy Plan fundamentals remain constant. Use food as fuel, build meals around protein with adjustable carbohydrates, eat diverse micronutrients, and choose healthy fats.